biscuit. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Tila.
And welcome to another exciting show. Obviously, last show was a little bit different than we're normal to, than we're used to. take two. So we're back. We're back on the horse. We got our show notes, and we're gonna do the structure thing again. I had a great time last week. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, for sure.
Live at the Ed Mansion. Kind of stinks that I'm back home now. I wish I could be back on vacation.
The shiz.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun taking callers and stuff, and obviously the live shows are a lot of fun too. So.
Yeah, maybe we'll try that again, and we'll make sure that everything is working better on our end, so we don't have to like hijack the streams like recording.
It took a long time to get that to go, to get that to take and to work right, but we got it. A couple of little technical issues with the episode, but all in all, it was a success. Learned something.
Huge shout out and thanks to Ed for having us too.
Absolutely. I know, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's probably sick of us because, like, I haven't, since I've been back, I've heard from him once. No, he probably is not. He's not sick of us. Not a whole lot going on this week, actually. Just a couple of little bits of news, but we did skip emails last week, so we're gonna. We do the email thing, so why don't we talk about the news that we do have?
We do that. This was actually posted, I think, the night after we had recorded the results of the 8th year anniversary art contest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's only so much we can, you know, describe about, you know, pictures on a podcast. but one thing to note. Is our own Polish Tamales won the Mandragora Prize.
Yeah.
Yay.
Congratulations. He was already showing me his Nomad Moogle Rod and everything. So.
Nice. Awesome. Nice. That's a coveted item for sure.
I don't have one of those. I need to get one. One of these days, maybe.
Be nice.
What does it do? Does it do anything?
It gives you a Mog Pie.
Mog
Pie.
And it Koopos when you hit stuff with it. Exactly. Yeah.
you see what I did there? You like that?
Yeah, that was clever.
Technically, the regular Moogle rod is better because it has the self-recharging thing, and I think the Nomad rod is limited to like 20, 25 or 30 like charges or whatever, but I already have all the other Nomad stuff, so I kind of want the Nomad, you know, rod, but
yeah,
stuff. If you haven't checked them out, you can check that out over on the official website and see all the entries. Lots of cool stuff this year.
Heck yeah. I love that's one of my favorite parts is, you know, I love the art contest because, you know, this community is very talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about art here, but, you know, there are a lot of people out there that do music and stuff like that. Very artsy community, which I really like. I like that. So, you know, I love just browsing through all of the entries and just going, wow, that's really cool. That's a really good idea. You know, that kind of thing. So it's very cool. So anywho, let's see, what else do we have here?
Community news. The Season 2 pre-season kickoff episode of He Says, She Says is now available.
Woot.
Tam2 and Vicky are doing that. So you can head over to Limit Break Radio or the new He Says, She Says website, which I can't recall. It's like, you know, hs-ss.com or...
He says.
Give me crap for it, but I was listening to this and I think Tam2 probably tried, you know, giving out the new URLs for a couple of minutes. He just kept butchering them. So the links are there somewhere you can find them.
Good job.
Check that out. That's it for news.
That is it for news.
That's it. That's all there is.
Yeah, it should be noted that this episode's going to be a little shorter than usual.
Definitely. Anywho.
Mm-hmm. All right, so player achievements. Fusion, why don't you...
Tamar Samar logged in and got their Alexander statue. Evil Paul got his black mage up to 80. Says, I don't know how I'm going to get it to 99 with how god awful slow it is to level. Cthulhu Fire got Alexander Known statues. Ding Dragoon 76 soloed COP from Diablos to three paths with a little help on Prami Vazel. Enjoying the update and also got a clear for Dynamis Falcrum.
Cool.
Aronis got barred to 45 and capped sword skill. Got their Alexander statue and did all the promies and saw Tavnazia and Lewface Meadows for the first time.
Word.
That's pretty
cool.
I remember when I got past the promies and I got into, you know, the meadows and I'm like, where am I?
Oh god, what's going on over here?
There was this guy who's like, it's your first time here? We're like, yeah, he's like, I'll show you where to go. I was like, sweet.
I arrived.
You're a little scary, but okay.
I'll show you how to get the map, which is much appreciated. Daniil says, after 4,640 weapon skill points, I finally have Drakesbane. That is a lot of weapon skill points.
Yeah,
that is a lot of weapon skill points.
Thanks to my LS members, the Little Crash, Royal Witch, Klutzy, Luz, and Runia. Hope to get further in Nizel Island Monday with these awesome people. NM Slayer came back to the game after 12-day forced break and received a sorcerer's ring from a friend who was cleaning out his mules. Also got up to three paths in COP in a few days.
Nice.
Progressing in COP now. That's pretty
cool.
Heck
yeah.
Ryokun finally unlocked Atonement and Death Blossom after attaining floor 95 in Nizel.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Bertsy got Black Mage to 80, Thief to 80, and Corsair to 76. They say Chigo burns for the win. Also after
Chigo burns. Nice.
Yeah, I've been hearing those have been fairly popular a little more recently.
Mm-hmm.
Also after camping Simurgh every flipping day since the update. Obtained Trotter Boots, one for 17.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Word.
That's huge.
Vantree got Blue Mage to 80. And says it's time to finish meriting the job. And last but not least, Italian Stallion caught up to date with the past missions and is ready for the next update.
Woot, already, huh?
Is that your player achievement?
All right, sweet. All right, let's talk a little bit about in-game. Hey, Tila, you haven't been with us for a few weeks, so why don't you get that ball rolling? Let us know what you've been doing in-game.
Oh, God, not much. I was here like 2 weeks ago, and I can't remember. That must have been right before the level increase.
Yeah, right before the update.
The day before, yeah. So a week ago, I got Red Mage and Dancer to 78. And I don't know if I was just being crazy, thinking, oh, yeah, it won't take long to get to 80. It's only like, what, four levels? It's taken so long to just do it, because I've been going to campaign, mm-hmm. and... Yeah, you know, the grinding
well,
campaign.
That will take a long time in a campaign, yeah.
112 people in, like, Jugna Forest or in Battalia Downs, people hiding them miles away down in the rivers. You're finding, like, one monster with 10%, killing and getting 600, going to the next one and the next one. So, yeah, I've actually ground it out in campaign and got 78 Red Mage and Dancer.
Wow.
Oh, and they removed the cop stuff, so I took my mom up and unlocked Tavnesian Save Hold for her. We did, like... Nice. The promise together.
Nice.
She's always been put off with doing it, you know, having to get like six people and the cap. So it was kind of cool to go in there and like help her do that. And like the other guy said in the personal achievements, when I arrived in Tavnesia, it's like really scary to just appear in the zone. Mm. And I think something just killed me because I'd actually gone in on a 30 summoner and I wasn't like a 75 summoner that had been capped down. I was a 30 and I arrived like a second. Died, so it was really cool to actually be there and like two level 78s and do it. And then this week I have been on all because I've been like busy with real life stuff. But my mom has got 80 Dragoon and 80 Monk. So she's kicking my ass
and
everything. And it's so different.
Champion.
What? She's a superstar.
She's like, I'm going to have to do all my sub jobs now, get them to 50 ready, because she's kind of like ran out of doing it to 80. I don't know how she's beat me. Oh, and yeah, the lottery. I got two numbers. So I got like 5 Behemoth hides and made 1.5 million. So that was good.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Not bad.
That's good luck.
Could have been better. But I'm not going to complain. I wanted a black belt.
Have you done like a Bissier or anything like that, Tila?
I haven't even like purchased it and bought it yet, because I was going to get onto that last weekend, but then stuff came up this week, so I still need to actually pay for that and download it.
Yeah.
So no, I don't know anything. I've just been literally just doing the changes to COP and just leveling. And the leveling's taken so long. Just to get like 120,000 on 2 jobs has just taken so much time. I know I should go and just merit with people and not campaign.
Word.
Be a lot quicker. But I've been doing it with my mom, you know, and just like link shell campaign groups. I should
That's
do Chigo Burns. Is that something in Abyssia then?
Chigo Burns?
No, I think those are just in the Maya, right?
Just in the Maya, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, I'm not sure.
I think that's heard of that.
Isn't that like where you take a paladin outside of the party who aggroes a sheep, and then you just have people take out the Chigos that pop out?
Probably, I don't know.
I'm not sure, I've never done one.
Come on, yeah. Guys.
I did one like years ago.
Even I'm privy. I might be talking about something totally different.
I don't know.
Like the black. That's how you do a black mage burn in the mire kind of deal.
Are they like high level Chigos with good XP then?
They're very. It's supposed to be very good XP, but I've actually never done it.
Interesting.
But, yeah. Anywho, what else, Tila? That it?
Oh, my Nizal Eye was cancelled because of the maintenance that we had, so that didn't go ahead. And I'd actually like found a bit of time to actually do that, do the static, and then when I logged in it was like maintenance right at the time that we do it, which is like CMGMT, so that was cancelled, so I didn't get to do Nizal Isle this week.
That's a bummer.
The last time I did Nizal Isle, we had, I think I said it was on the last show, an Asgard dropped. And
nice.
We timed out.
Oh no.
Nobody got it.
That's
and
the worst.
I was like, yeah, Cerberus was on 1% with a 10-second warning, and I was like, it's going to drop. Ascokora's in. You have failed the mission. So that's the first one we have seen in months and months. And like when I said, you know, that Nizal Isle was cancelled and I wasn't going to make it later last week, people were like, meh, not really bothered. We'll leave it for like a week or two, because I think they were so disappointed that when it finally dropped, you know, it went in the trash.
You know, it'd be really nice if they went back to Nizal and they changed it so that, you know, they would still have the armors drop from, you know, the floor bosses or whatever, but maybe have something where you could buy it with your points too. Because I mean,
yeah,
you know, some people have been trying it for so long to get a certain piece and they're just not able to get the drop rate. And so maybe, you know, if you save up like, you know, 30K in the Nizal Isle points or something, you could just buy it from the chest or something.
Yeah, we're at the point where we're getting constant duplicates. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we're also getting at the point, too, where that armor isn't as useful as it used to be.
Yeah.
So making it, you know, easily, you know, more easily obtainable would be kind of nice, but...
Yeah.
Hey, good luck with that.
Yeah. It's easier to get the better stuff, so...
Go figure.
Yeah.
We haven't had an allied ring in weeks and weeks either on Unicorn. Every Sunday I'm like waiting, because I've had one since I moved back from Odin to Unicorn, and I keep checking and checking, and that would have really helped the leveling for me this week.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, another week of no allied ring.
No.
Everyone's busy with the update. They don't care about Fiat Lux anymore.
Yeah.
No, that allied ring will help you get to 80 for sure.
Yeah. Everyone's in Abyssia.
That's true. Speaking of Abyssia, what have you been doing this week, Fusion X?
What have I been doing?
What haven't you been doing?
What haven't I been doing? I leveled a little bit. You know, obviously this past week I was hanging out with you guys, so didn't get a whole lot of stuff done. But I did manage to get some Abyssia time in. I think I got my Theobomb last week, I want to say, right? I can't remember. Yeah. This week I went and did, actually, I think it was Friday night after I had driven back from Ed's. And I went in with a group for like an hour and a half. And I got enough to get my my Pearly Hauberk, which is pretty sweet. Then they're like, hey, you want to go back in again? Because I had actually had enough stone saved up. So we went in for another hour and a half, and I was so tired. And I'm like, I don't want to say no to Abyssia because there's lots of stuff I want to get in there. And so we got probably around 3K of Cruor, and I actually used that and got my Aurora Brace. So I got the
Cruor.
The 3 haste, 9 accuracy pants or whatever for my dancer, which are really nice.
Word. Look at you.
I know. It's not bad. What else did I do? I tried to level Sam a little bit. Didn't actually, it was like a couple hundred XP from leveling. So I'm sitting there at 77, like 10K away. And I was helping some people with some of the newer tier 2 VNMs today. And lost a few K doing that because the RAM felt the need to kill me every time we pumped it, pretty much.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it's not bad. We got a couple people done with their trials, so it was worth it. Hopefully, I can get that to 78 soon, so I can get rid of my my hobby, which is like I think 40K now. And
is it really?
Yeah, it's horrible. So hopefully, I can get into some of my new gear. That'll be cool. I think other than that, that's probably about it. Oh no, wait, no, that's not true. I lied.
No.
Because we didn't do a whole lot of in-game last week because of the different.
This is true. Legit.
We did. This is actually I think like Monday or Tuesday as well, so I wouldn't have been on there anyway. But we did some tier 3 VNMs, and I got 3 more Rithandi eyes.
Nice.
I'm sitting at 6 now. I need 4 more. So. And I got my, I actually got a new yellow Abyssite today, so.
Sweet.
Getting close to finishing it. Then we also killed our first Yilbeegan, actually our tier 4 VNM this week. We actually killed 2, so it was pretty cool. We didn't really get, I think the first one had like an ore that dropped, which is garbage. And then I think the second one dropped the material for whatever the sashes that you can make from that. So that was cool that we were actually able to kill it. I know we had tried it a couple times before and just didn't, have any luck with it. They actually updated Yilbeegan's treasure pool too with this past update.
Did they really?
There's that item. I don't know if you saw it. It's like the lucky coin. It's like a ammo slot. It has like 8 accuracy on it. Yeah, it drops from Yilbeegan. So I was like, as soon as I found that out, I was like kind of crossing my fingers and like, lucky coin, come on.
Come on, lucky coin.
So we'll probably see some more of those in the future, I'm sure. Lots of people still working on their, Magian trials and stuff like that. There's the new tier 2s that people got to kill, and so I'm sure we'll probably get some more tier 3 and tier 4 pops with those. But overall, not a bad week. Oh, and I got Dragoon to 79.
Nice.
Got like 10K in Abyssia, just killing stuff, so that was kind of nice.
That's pretty sweet.
Absolutely. Congrats, man. One more, huh?
One more, and then I gotta finish up Sam, and then I gotta cap all of them, so not over yet, but getting there.
Getting there. Yep. Sweet. Jin!
Oh, man, I didn't really do much. I did a little Abyssia. That was pretty cool.
We were all together, so...
Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff this week, just not a lot of 11 stuff, right?
True.
We didn't.
I mean, well, you know what? I didn't play any 11 this week myself, but I did get to watch a lot of Abyssia stuff, which was really cool.
Word.
So I had the
big TV over there, and I'm like, Steak, you haven't seen Abyssia. Come have a seat, sir.
I watched like Ed and them fail at it. But then I saw DRF and they were kicking butt. Yeah, having a blast in there.
That's how we do.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, what happened this week?
I didn't say this last show because we were, kind of busy. But I got finished my skatey body.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Yay.
Congrats.
So that was pretty awesome.
You're so spoiled.
How am I spoiled?
You just, Chin gets everything.
Works for it, man.
It's true.
It's not like she just wakes up one day and she's like, all right, I'm going to shove the hand in the bum and pull out like a skatey body.
Well, I could if I wanted to, but I don't because that's just weird.
That'd be kind of smelly too. You'd have to get it.
Yeah, I don't. It's kind of creeping me out, Fuse.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Did like a Dynabucidine.
Yeah. I got a Corsair body from that.
Lol.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't do much.
Yeah. I'm kind of just like at the point where like if I do level another job, it'll probably just be Corsair because it's up so high. So I might as well just take the relic if nobody wants it.
Word.
I think I'm almost done with the set. I might have all of them now. I don't know.
My thief's still only 76, which is sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for me, killer.
Yeah, I didn't do anything this week. We did watch a lot of Weeds.
Yeah, we did.
It's true. It's
such
a great
good show, man.
It's like the best show ever.
We turned Fusion into a believer.
Like, indeed.
Let's watch this show. Fusion's like, I don't know, but.
I don't know. I'm like, all right, whatever.
And forget
check it out.
It's glorious. It's such a glorious show. Glorious.
Watch like the first two seasons, though, because we started.
Yeah, that's true. You do. The first two seasons are
the
really
first two
funny.
Seasons. Yeah. Oh man, they're pretty good.
It's all good.
All really. Good.
It's all good. Played a lot of Soul Calibur 4.
Got our asses.
Watch Ed spaz out.
Ed does a victory dance.
I don't know where he acquired his skill for playing Soul Calibur.
No, it was beginner's luck because he was like really good for like the first day, and then he just
was disgusting.
Totally disturbingly bad.
He had at least like a 10.
Well, the problem is we would be like we would like rag on him because he would use the same little cheap move over and over
I remember there was actually one point I think it was Chin and Ed going at it, and he just kept hitting the same move. It was like 5 or 10 times or something. I couldn't even hit the block button. Yeah, I just reached over it and just like smacked his hand. I'm like, stop it.
But then there was the time when when he jumped over you and rung out. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was fantastic, yeah. And then there was the time where it was like a really close match and I hit him and it was like KO and I got up and I did my little victory dance and I looked back and he had won.
Yeah.
I was like, how did that happen? Wait a minute.
That
wait
was
a minute.
Awesome.
You're like, wait a minute, I thought I won.
Oh no!
Oh no! QQ.
Very depressing for me.
I have to like go out and get that my next paycheck.
It was like one of those like get up like in your face victory dances, and then I turned around and realized that
it's pretty. Fun. Yeah, it is. It is one of those get up in your face.
It's bad.
It's like wow. So if you ever get a chance to play Soul Calibur 4 with Ed, I recommend it. It's good stuff.
Only sit kind of far away from him because.
He does kind of flail a little bit.
He kind of flails quite a bit.
Yeah, he does like flail,
he's
yeah.
He's like, flip, baby. Takes your eye out. It's not very pleasant.
And we almost went an entire show without an edit.
Oh, whatever. We were talking about Ed, of course. There was going to be an edit.
Anyway. So much fun. It was like
wanted to still be vacation.
Brought out some food to cook for the gang and just cuddled up and watched movies and all kinds of stuff. It's good stuff, man. We had a lot of fun. Did the live show with the guests. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah, that was a really good time. We need to do that more often, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. We should do it once a year. Be like PFA Con.
Mm-hmm.
And just invite everybody to come out. It'd be sweet. All right. Emails already. Emails. First email is Annex. Tila, can you read Annex's email, please?
God, it's so weird. It's not even 4 a.m. yet. It's Twilight Zone.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I feel good. I feel awake-ish.
It's good.
So weird.
It is. Okay, this is from Annex on the Slith server. Sylph?
Sylph.
Oh,
Sylph.
Oh, I'm being a bit dyslexic. No offense. Garuda.
Dyslexia.
Jaruda.
Jaruda.
Okay. I just want to tell you all that Fusion X was right. Dun dun dun.
Bullshit.
He mentioned that this update was going to have a lot of content. Not only the level cap and new sub job possibilities, need to level Dancer for dual wield, but an add on all at the same time. I simply find that it's just too much. Before the update, I was leveling Black Mage, and I decided that I wasn't going to go do G6 until I got to 75 on Black Mage, otherwise I would never get it done. If I decided to do G6 now and take White Mage to 80, I would then fall around in Abyssia.
What do you mean by G6?
Genkai 6,
Limit 8. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No. I was all confused there for a minute.
It happens.
I was wondering for a second. And now take White Mage to 80, I would then fall around in Abyssia and doing uncapped COP stuff and never get Black Mage done. I really want Meteor. I'm glad that I can finally get my panties in the aqueducts with ease. Oh, right. However, everyone and their mother is there camping formers. Sigh. Annex.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, like, doing Swift Belts and stuff now.
Yeah. Hmm.
Which is, it's kind of weird, you know, we think of all the stuff with the update, you know, Abyssia, you know, COP, level cap removal. And everywhere I've gone, there's been people, like, there's a lot of people playing this game right now. I think we had gone out just to do like a Fields of Valor page or something out in like Valley of Sorrows. And there was a whole bunch of people there. You know, there's people doing some Boros. There's people doing Swift Belts. There's just, you know, people going up and, you know, getting their COP missions done. Just, there's a lot of people just out there and playing the game, which, it's good to see.
For shiz.
Mm-hmm.
I concur.
Indeed. All right. Next email comes from Valen from the Quetzalcoatl server. It says, "Hello, Pet Food Alpha people. With Final Fantasy XIV looming on the horizon, I've decided to return to Vanadil after 6 years of being away, and I would appreciate your sage-like advice." "I played Final Fantasy XI religiously when it launched and climbed my way up to Bard 38 White Mage 30 Beast 10 before leaving to join friends in another MMO. Final Fantasy XI is the only Final Fantasy game that I have not played to completion. Not that you can ever complete an MMO, but I'd like to see the storyline though. So I've returned to take another stab at it before Final Fantasy XIV arrives. I've been gone so long, it really is entirely brand new to me. I'm terrified of joining a pickup group, as my character may be level 38, but I'm really just a newbie. So my question is, how should I proceed to get back into the game? Should I just start over with one of my first level jobs and relearn the game from scratch? Should I try to find a pickup group as a bard and hope they don't rake me over the coals for being extremely rusty? Or should I jump back on in as Beastmaster and start solo grinding and progress through the storyline on my own? So, also, I play on Quetzalcoatl. Can you share any advice regarding this server? I've just barely logged in and run around, but so far it looks depressingly empty. Would I be better off moving or restarting on another server? Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks. Signed, Valen." Total server.
You know, talking about the server being, you know, empty, you know, if you're only, you know, around level 38, my assumption would be that there's lots of people on the server, they're just in other areas. I mean, if you're trying to level around 38, a majority of the game's population on all the servers, I think, it's, you know, 75 plus now, which was, you know, I think one of the reasons behind increasing the level cap. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would say, you know, don't restart or don't start over. You know, take what you have and just, you know, try and keep going with it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, definitely. As far as the Beastmaster thing is concerned, I mean, I know Fusion won't agree with me, but I would say hop on your Beastmaster, and it'll sort of help you get that game mechanic back, you know, sort of get you into the groove, and then once you get into the groove, hop back on Bard, man. Finish that up.
Heck yeah.
No, that'd be awesome. I don't really have any experience of being a level 80 Beastmaster, but I'm sure you could do a lot as far as the storyline. Obviously, you could solo COP with it, you know?
Yeah, probably.
So, you know.
Which is really cool, by the way.
It is really cool. But yeah, try Beast and get back into the swing of things with that and see where it goes. I'm sure nobody's going to, like, you know, drag you over the coals for being so rusty, you know, because people take breaks and come back all the time. So
in my, like, experience, too, people in 11, I mean, not everyone, obviously, but if you say, like, you know, if you got on your Bard and said, all right, you know, what do you want me to do? People aren't going to say, you know, yo, you're an idiot. How do you not know? You know, because people would rather you put it out there and say, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not 100% sure on what exactly I should be doing in this party. Can someone tell me?
Exactly, right.
People would rather tell you and not mess stuff up. You know what I mean?
Well, right. even then with jobs like, you know, like Bard or Corsair, you know, there's a little bit of variety on what you can do too. And, you know, that could change depending on, you know, party setup or just party preference.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, I mean, like, you know, you guys, you want attack, you want, you know, accuracy, what do you want?
Bard is one of those jobs, though, that you have a lot of responsibility. Unlike, you know, like, if you're just a derg, you're just jumping on stuff and doing as much damage as you can do, there's a little bit more to it than that. So, I can see where he's coming from saying, you know, I used to be very busy on this job, you know, with the responsibility that I had, and getting back into it is going to be really hard.
What was the level of the Bard?
It was like 38, I think.
I always thought Bard was quite easy till people start making you pull at a higher level, because I just remember singing like 2 melee songs and then ballad on the mages. Mm-hmm. And I used to find
pulling is like what makes Bard fun, too.
Yeah, it was not much really happened, and it would be kind of like relaxing, but then after an hour I'd start to get bored, and it wasn't until I either joined mana burn parties or went to the mire that it started to get like, you know, you had a responsibility to keep the chains coming. So right. I don't think Bard would be that bad. But then again, you know, if you're just getting back into it, maybe just doing Beastmaster and getting a feel for everything on your own, you know, building a bit of confidence and then going to Bard might be the best thing.
Yeah. And I mean, and they're kind of lucky where, you know, it's been a long time since I've actually taken a job up from one, you know, I think the last time I did that was probably my Dancer when Wings came out.
Mm-hmm.
Many moons ago.
So, yeah, many moons ago. So it's, you know, it's pretty different on, you know, how you kind of do that now that Fields of Valor is available and all that. But I think, you know, you're lucky where you have a job that, you know, will be wanted no matter what setup you have in a party. A Bard is always going to be wanted. So I would, you know, stick with the Bard. I think that would be your best shot to just kind of, you know, get up there and, you know, get to enjoy some of the higher level content for sure.
On behalf of the Beastmaster community, I would like to, recommend again, hopping on your Beast and beasting it up. Just saying.
Beast is fun. My Beast is like 58 or 59 or something. And I had a lot of fun playing that.
Word.
You have like, you know, you're only responsible for yourself and the little dude you charm, and then he dies, you're like, haha, I got a new dude.
Yeah. Fun stuff indeed. All right, next email, Fusion.
Alrighty, this one comes from Beltane from the Asura server. They say, for the last 2 weeks, I've been having so much fun with the Square Enix support team that I would just love to tell you all about it.
Oh,
having recently returned to the game after a semester off, I decided that I wanted to try and experiment with the add-on scenarios. So taking Steak's advice, and you like this, Steak, I purchased the Ultimate Collection through Plan.
Yay!
I installed it, and then, of course, my passwords didn't work. Can't log on, can't enjoy the update, and I can't get a Shantotto Ascension or a Moogle Koopa Deita to show up. Fast forward 2 weeks, after having 4 chats online and approximately 4 hours of phone time, about 3.9 of those which were on hold. I am now able to get online, but I cannot access any of my personal information. My POL password doesn't work.
No,
I can't use the key I purchased to get access to the add-ons, and all of my macros are erased. And as an added bonus, my resolution looks like I've had about 10 drinks too many. The rep on the phone tells me that the client I installed was probably not the North American one, so my passwords work for the game and not the Play Online viewer. Lucky, I'm just swimming in money, so the $20 e-paperweight I purchased can be used to, I don't know, hold down that Abyssia scenario that I won't be able to enjoy. Thanks again, Essie. Now I'm going to use all the ample time I have waiting for my game to reinstall on my system for the second time to contemplate why the name of Altana we have a Play Online viewer in the first place. That's rough.
Wow. How did that even happen?
I have no idea.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
For real, it really is.
Yeah, if your game looks like crap, though, go and adjust the settings. That's usually a good place to start. When you just saying, like, if you reinstall it or anything like that, it sets all the stuff to like the lowest possible setting. And I think you would probably be, you know, it'd be better if you like threw up and like hooked that up to a monitor somehow. Like, it would look better than the low settings for this game. So go into your config options and up the resolution. But yeah, I've never heard of an issue like that before. That sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's nothing else to even really say.
I can't imagine how you wouldn't have gotten the North American client. That boggles my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to give us the next email, Shin?
Yeah, I suppose. This email comes from Evil Paul of Cerberus.
You know,
I love Evil Paul.
It's actually a really nice guy.
I think I read, like, every email of Evil Paul's.
Wasn't that Dooley? Or that was Paul Bunyan?
Dooley and Paul Bunyan are like this!
Yeah, for real.
All right, dear PFA, I spent most of my in-game time this week leveling Black Mizzle. Nearly all of it soloing, with the huge TNLs, though I'm kind of curious how feasible getting to 99 is going to be as a Black Mage. Level 80 is probably only about halfway to 99 EXP-wise, unless Square Enix changes something. Despite many people asking for another pudding camp, Square Enix doesn't seem to be listening. And at level 80, Ebony Puddings check even match. So you can even EXP there without a level sync. Any of you guys have Black Mage leveling woes? I guess Beast might be in a similar boat soloing as well. Cheers, Evil Paul of Cerberus. I haven't really played around with Black Mage. Seomeo was telling me that there's a camp in Abyssia, though.
It's like Klotz or something.
Yeah.
I think it was in the Highlands, if I remember correctly.
Was it Klotz? Yeah, it was Klotz he was talking about.
We could probably ask him and get back to you
other
for that, but I'm not
Black
sure.
Black Mage stuff, you know, I've been hearing a lot of people are just, you know, sinking to level 75 people and doing it. I've also heard of Black Mages burning on the wyverns up in Grauberg.
That's kind of bad arse. Have to edit that
arse.
Bad arse.
Bad arse.
I don't know, I don't want to like
that's I think you're good with bad arse.
I don't know. Tila, are you offended by arse? She's
not
British.
So.
Oh, okay, good. No. Alright, we're good. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm not a Black Mage, so that's pretty much all I've heard.
Black Mage is still gonna be sweet if you have a level sync in Zeta.
Get behind the outpost.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is like the best ever. If I get back on here, that's what I'm gonna be doing. I'm gonna get Black Mage to 80 in like a day or 2 days doing just that. The only jobs that
I
really want to level
there, killer.
From 75 to 80 in Zsa in a couple days. Yeah, you have fun with that. Enjoy the syringe and the Mountain Dew, because that's the only way you're gonna be able to do it.
Freaking, yeah, dude. You can get like 13 to 15K an hour out there just killing goblin pets.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, really?
Yeah.
That's wow. That is our show. Again, really, really long show last week. So I hope that that makes up for the shortness of this week. We just didn't have a whole heck of a lot of news. And our show last week was epic. So, wow. Do we have any do you have any mentions?
The COP show we'll probably be doing in a few weeks here. Still, you know, kind of giving people some time to check out the, you know, changes and adjustments that they've done with that. We'll probably be doing, I kind of want to do an Abyssia show at some point, but again, you know, I want to give it a little bit of time yet. I know we've gotten one application via voicemail for that. So if anyone else is interested in talking about Abyssia with us, there was a voicemail application. Info on how to do that is up on the website. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Say goodnight, guys.
See ya.
Goodnight, guys.